A back room at the Delta County Library is full. Nearly 50 people are here for a radon informational presentation.
It's colorless and odorless, so you can't see it, smell it, taste it.
That's a clip from a video produced by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. People at the presentation are watching it to learn about radon. It's a naturally occurring radioactive gas that's caused by the breakdown of uranium in soil.
All homes may have elevated levels of radon. Radon is in the soil, in all soils, really, but most prevalent in bedrock soils.
That's Ken Nordstrom, Director of Environmental Health for Delta County. His department put on the presentation at the library.
So when a house is built, radon can seep in through the crawl space or through cracks in the floor or into the house, causing elevated levels that can cause cancer.
Breathing in those elevated levels of radon over a long-term period is a health risk. Levels at 4 picocuries per liter of air or higher are considered unsafe. Long-term exposure to high levels of radon in the home or workplace can cause lung cancer. The EPA says each year about 21,000 Americans die from lung cancer caused by radon. Only smoking causes more lung cancer deaths. Health officials say the best way to protect yourself from the gas is by testing your home. And winter is the perfect time to do it, because when you test, you need to keep all of your doors and windows closed. People at the presentation were given free radon testing kits. Delta resident Walt Price says he came to learn about the gas and get a kit. Price has lung cancer.
I smoked for 50 years, so that's my fault. But I want to make sure my family don't get it.
Patricia Yoshida says she plans to test the radon levels in her home using the kit.
We're going to go home and try it out right away.
Nordstrom says the kits are for short-term use.
What it is pure charcoal that will absorb the radon gas on the charcoal canister. And then the canister is sent to a laboratory.
He says the results are sent to homeowners and the county so it can track radon levels in the area. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.